And good Wednesday morning to you. It's 7:11. We're looking at 68 degrees right here on Palmetto Mornings, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
Love to welcome in our listeners who are listening on the free WRHI app, those listening on WRHI.com, on, of course, FM 100.1, AM 1340, and those listening or watching, on CN2, that's Comporium Cable Channel 102, as well as on all of your major social media channels. Search for CN2 and WRHI. It all funnels into the same place. We kind of gave you a heads up last week that this summer is going to be a very busy time for the Rock Hill Indoor Sports and Event Center. And we have the supervisor for the Rock Hill Sports and Event Center, Brian Jones, joining us. He's going to join us over the next couple of weeks to highlight each individual competition that's going to take up residency there at the Sports and Event Center. And first of all, good morning to you, Brian.
Good morning.
Good morning. Morning.
We're turning into Las Vegas. You know, the big stars go out there.
Rock Vegas.
Good one.
I like it.
So the stars go out to Las Vegas. They set up a residency for a couple of weeks. They do their big concerts, and then they go on tour. So we're becoming the same thing for sporting events.
Yeah. For sure.
We should just rebrand ourselves Rock Vegas.
Rock Vegas.
For sports. I like it.
Probably not a good idea.
Okay, yeah. So today we're going to learn more about the Adidas 3SSB Palmetto Road Basketball Championships.
Ooh, that's a mouthful. You got it, though.
That is. Okay, so Ashley did some deep dive for us.
So the 3SSB stands for Three Stripe Select Basketball.
Right, which is Adidas's three stripes.
Adidas, that's Adidas's logo.
Yeah, there you go.
Which makes sense. All right. Yeah. So what are we talking about here, Brian? Who is coming here and why are they coming here?
Yeah, so the best way to explain it is when kids have an opportunity to play for a team, they can obviously pick whatever team they want to play for. Some teams are sponsored by these shoe companies. So, for example, there might be three teams in Orlando, let's say, one sponsored by Under Armour, one sponsored by Adidas, one sponsored by Nike. And a child can either select one of those teams, or oftentimes those teams will select the child and recruit the child as early as second, third, fourth grade. So when they go play for those teams, they'll play, let's just say I play for the Adidas team, then I will travel the Adidas circuit. So Adidas has their own circuit of games and places where they go play, whether it's in Dallas or Texas or Utah or wherever they play. And we're lucky enough to get the live period for July to host all the Adidas teams. So it's over 500 teams. It's a lot of teams. That's just the boys side. The girls have, about 200 teams. So when they come to Rock Hill, they'll come as young as fifth grade all the way up to rising seniors, and all in efforts to be recruited to play on that next level, where that next level is high school or that next level is NBA. Mm-hmm. So the first 2 days of this Adidas tournament is just for NBA scouts, and the NBA teams are coming in to look to see who they might select possibly to be their next, star or whatever. Or college coaches, which is the majority of the people that come in to recruit, will recruit those players as well to, and they recruit as young as fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth grade. Yeah.
So these teams that play underneath the Adidas umbrella, they're scattered throughout the country, as you just described, and I assume in big cities. Like they're not popping up in like Charleston and Rock Hill and Greenville and Aiken.
Yeah, correct. They either big cities or states. Okay. like last year, Utah was our national championship for Adidas. So it's these big cities, L.A., Compton. Orlando, Miami.
So is it areas too where there's a big NBA presence as well? I mean, it sounds like
you mentioned. And like the team in Utah, they travel hours to come to practice to meet us. They get the best players in Utah, the whole state, and come, and they travel for hours, to come practice.
So if you're a part of this Adidas what do we call it? Like a brand?
Yeah, sure.
Do you play somewhere different like once a month? Is that kind of what it looks like? Or is this just like a summertime, quick in and out kind of thing?
Yeah.
Kind of circuit, I guess.
Yeah. So Adidas has their own circuit. So they have their own places where that you have to be. If you play for this Adidas, your team has to be at their events. But you can also play in local events in your region to prepare for those big time events. So There's basically two, three quasi live periods where the college coaches can actually view the players live, without watching them on streaming devices or whatever. So July is one of those times, July 9th through to the 12th or 13th, something like that. These college coaches can come in and actually see these players live. And it's a competitive advantage for these college coaches, right? So if I coach at North Carolina and you guys coach somewhere else and you guys don't come to watch this player and I do, that's a competitive advantage that I have that, hey, remember, I was there. I saw you play in Rock Hill. And so it's kind of hard to understand, but if you take a look back, take a step back and kind of look at it, like, oh, that's how they get these players to come. And Adidas is in hopes that these players that are playing for them now, that when they get to the NBA, that they remember how well Adidas treated them and they'll sign with them, sign with Adidas. And then those shoes that they sell and those shirts and everything that they sell that every kid wants to have because they want to be like that NBA star, that's where Adidas makes their money on the back end. So they're putting a lot of money in on the front end, hopes that maybe one, two, three, four players on that top end will sign with them and sell their shoes.
So Brian, if I had a son or a daughter that was just exceptional in basketball, I mean, again, we're talking about this is the top, 10% of basketball players in, let's say, high school. If I wanted my son or daughter to play for a team that falls underneath this Adidas umbrella, I would need to move my family to said city. And then those kids probably don't have a typical school day like our teams here have. Because I'm trying just to imagine folks trying to say, well, what's the difference between like Rock Hill High School? Why can't Rock Hill High School's basketball team play in this Adidas 3 SSB championship? So these are kids that are really groomed.
Yeah, these kids eat, sleep, dream basketball. They're kind of the diamonds in the rough that already have the skill set, and they're being placed in they may be placed in a home where it's all basketball guys, and they're doing their schooling in the morning till 1 and they practice the rest of the rest of the day. Or it could be that they travel in for practice every day, again, a couple hours, and they're homeschooled or whatever. So it's definitely a undertaking that parents would have to take to get those. And you have to be in the right area. You know, you have to be, if you're in Orlando, you got some options. You're in Rock Hill, your options,
not so much.
You know, we have some great, we do have some great AAU teams and the umbrella of AAU here. I mean, that's a broad term, but, Next Level Basketball, York County Legends. I mean, there's some quality programs here in town. They're just not affiliated with a shoe company. They're trying to be, which is very, very difficult, very, very cutthroat to get to. You got to have the players, you got to have the coaches, you got to have the recognition, you got to have the championships, the wins, and then that stuff kind of comes behind it.
Well, so the Adidas 3 SSB Palmetto Road Championships will take place here in Rock Hill at the Rock Hill Indoor Sports and Event Center from July the 9th through the 14th. And again, how many boys teams will be here?
Yeah, it's 500 boys teams. So we're using basically every rectangle basketball gym we can find in York County.
Yeah, you made the all call last week. Did you have anybody?
No luck. No luck.
So make the all call once again.
Yeah, we need some more courts. Build a court real quick and they can use your court to play on. But I think we're using 18 to 19 different courts in the county. So it's going to be a lot of basketball over those days. And the girls come in the following weekend. So it's a day break in between the boys and the girls come right behind them.
And how many girls teams?
It's about 200.
Okay.
200.
It's still a lot.
So 500 boys, 200 for the
ladies. Girls are just the older girls. They don't bring in the 5th grade, 6th grade, 7th grade, 8th grade, 9th grade. They're just doing the 10th through 12th.
And again, in terms of trying to relate this to folks that might not work or, operate in this space. This seems like it's kind of like the Super Bowl for these college coaches to come and see all these players in one location instead of having to travel all over the world.
And the crazy and beautiful thing about this is the state of South Carolina hosts two of the major shoe brands. We host Nike in North Augusta and, of course, Adidas in Rock Hill. So the crazy thing, our little state, great state it is, hosting two of those brands. So, and then Under Armour is in Atlanta. So it's this wicked triangle of three close by cities on the East Coast that these coaches, a lot of them fly. I mean, and we've talked about that before. Right. Our airport does really well on the gas, but a lot of them will take those private jets and fly to Augusta, fly to Atlanta, fly here, and this wicked triangle. And it's all about getting that schedule. Hey, I want to go see, XYZ player, and he's playing at 6 o'clock in Rock Hill, and I want to go see another player who's playing at 10 a.m. the next morning in Augusta. So I want to work out my schedule to where I go.
And what a great thing for our state. Only our city of Rock Hill, but our state as a whole. These people are going to be flying in and, you know, like we say, heads in bed. So it's great for the local impact here.
Yeah.
Well, there will be tickets available, right, for the public to go and see some of these up-and-coming stars of tomorrow. You can check that out. Just best thing to do is go to Rock Hill Parks, Recreation, and Tourism's Facebook page, website, and they'll navigate you from that standpoint. You can also just stop by in person if you want to ask more questions. But put on your calendar the Adidas 3SSB Palmetto Road Championships, July the 9th through the 14th. It will be very busy over there at the Rock Hill Sports and Event Center and beyond.
That's right.
Any basketball court will house a lot of these
games.
Be
in your neighborhood
games.
For sure.
I like that tagline.
Yeah.
We'll be in your neighborhood. Brian, we're going to use that one for sure. Well, kudos to you and all the other city staff for the logistics of navigating this.
Do you mind if I say one more thing, too?
Yeah.
I want to congratulate Lucas. So, I don't know if the word has been out, but it's official now. Lucas will be participating in Slippery Stairs 2024.
We can't wait.
Super excited about it. Super excited to see him. As a matter of fact, I saw Lucas last night training. He was running up some stairs. We're trying to dodge some bananas that were on the stairs. And no, we are excited to have you. Congratulations, man.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah. And, you know, my daughter was able to do it last year, and she had a lot of fun, and I was kind of giving her some advice. I'm going to see if that advice is going to pay off for me.
She's going to have to give you some advice.
I know, exactly, truly.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of fun, and that's coming up in August. And Brian will be back later in the next couple of weeks to talk about the Ocho as well.
Congratulations, man. I'm excited for you.
Thank you. I'm training today.
That's right. Do it.